WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. As the primary season unfolds across the country, and with early voting underway here in Illinois, there's one way to vote that's gaining momentum. It's called ranked choice voting, and it allows you to rank candidates in order of preference. Supporters say it gives people a better chance to have their voices heard, while opponents say it's confusing to voters. This method of voting could be coming to Illinois as soon as the 2028 presidential primary. WBEZ State House reporter Mawa Iqbal was at the Illinois Ranked Choice Task Force meeting, and so I sat down with her to learn more about how we got here. Here's Mawa.
So this was sort of a compromise, actually, from the last spring session when some Democratic lawmakers proposed actually having ranked choice voting as soon as the presidential primaries in 2024, so in March, so in a couple weeks.
Wow.
Of course, a bunch of groups like Fair Vote Illinois were very much in favor of the effort, but the bills got so much backlash and so much opposition from local election authorities who said that it would be really hard to transition to a completely new system in such a short amount of time. And so the lawmakers basically thought, well, I guess a good middle ground would be to first make a task force so that we can talk about what it would take to implement something like this and if it's what's needed for our voters and what roadblocks are in the way and et cetera, et cetera. So that's sort of how we got to this point.
I see. Well, who's on the task force?
Yeah, so you have both Republican and Democratic state lawmakers who are appointed by leadership in both chambers of the legislature. And then you also have local election board officials and board members from different counties across the state. The chairs of the committee are the Democratic lawmakers who proposed the two bills I mentioned earlier. So Representative Maurice West and Senator Laura Murphy.
I see. Well, they're eyeing presidential primary elections starting in 2028, Mawa. So I'm curious, would that apply to general and midterm elections too, or are we just focused on the presidential primary here?
Yeah, my understanding is that they're just looking at the presidential primaries starting in 2028 for now.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Well, you were at this meeting on Friday. First of all, what was the vibe? I'm curious.
There's definitely a lot of back and forth going on, but it seemed like people in general were at least open to the idea. Like, there was no one coming in, you know, like, guns a-blazing, like, this is awful, like, scrap the whole thing. Like, people, even the people who were, you know, opposed were saying, like, you know, these are just concerns that we have and we'd like for you to hear us out.
Yeah, give us some more detail on what was discussed and from that, your assessment of how close you think we are to actually getting to ranked choice voting.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like we're super close. Basically, the opposition and the hesitation was coming from a lot of the Republican lawmakers and county board officials who were basically saying that this seems like a really big undertaking. You also had some people saying that, like, you know, do we need this? If the system isn't broke, then why fix it? sort of idea. So.
And yeah. How often will they be meeting?
So they have one more meeting, and then they have to publish their final report on or before March 1st with their findings and recommendations.
Yeah, let's talk about that report. Of course, it's supposed to be released soon then, and I'm curious what we know about that or an inkling of what it might say.
Yeah, so I guess a lot of it will definitely have, like, so recommendations for local election authorities, which just judging by this task force meeting, you know, a lot of people who are speaking in opposition and with hesitation were saying that, you know, this will cost local election authorities a lot of money to transition their ballot counting software to the equipment that is used in ranked choice voting systems. And it will also cost money to train election workers on how to, you know, implement and use this new method of counting votes. But I'm sure too, in the report, they'll talk a lot about the recommendations and like why ranked choice voting is good. So a lot of the arguments that were made for it were, you know, that this gives voters more confidence in general because then they're not pitted, you know, or put in the situation where they have to pick someone they don't really like. It also, research has shown that increases participation overall, but especially among women and people of color.
Yeah.
And it also leads to more women and people of color representation when it comes to electing people in the office. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of that in the report. And I'd be very curious to see what it says when it comes out.
Yeah. Well, we'll certainly have you back. That's WBEZ State House reporter Mawa Iqbal. We appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That episode of the Reset podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Meha Ahmed. It was mixed by Brenda Ruiz. If you like the conversation, please consider leaving us a rating and subscribing. It helps listeners like you find our show. Thanks for listening. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again this afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely